Penguin Random House Audio presents The Magic of Meditation, Stories and Practices to Develop Gratitude and Empathy with Your Child by Marie-Christine Champeau-Cunin and Dominique Boutet, translated by Cherub Chudzin-Cohn, read for you by Cassandra Campbell. Foreword. The idea of introducing periods of meditation into the school curriculum generally arouses uneasiness and apprehension in both parents and teachers. But if you offer these same people a secular program based on reliable scientific studies that improves attention, emotional balance, and personal relations among students, they welcome it with open arms. Programs based on meditation, or to use a less culturally loaded expression, mind training, have been in place in England, the Netherlands, the United States, Canada, Australia, and a number of other countries for quite a few years now, to the benefit of a large number of students. A growing number of children are suffering from problems with attention, emotional disorders, and relationship difficulties. And the average age of the first appearance of depression has gone down from 27 to 15 over the last 25 years. In this challenging environment, meditation offers a way to strengthen the psychological immune system in the same way physical exercise strengthens the physical immune system. In school, we teach children a variety of disciplines, how to pass a test and how to succeed. All important, no doubt. But if we ask parents what they want the most for their children, most of them will reply with words such as happiness, self-confidence, joy, kindness, health, love, and a meaningful life. Beyond reading, writing, and arithmetic, schools have the opportunity to teach children how to become better human beings. Marie-Christine Champeau-Cumin and Dominique Boutet's Magic of Meditation provides a welcome introduction to meditation to both parents and children. The authors clearly explain what meditation is, a way of training the mind, and what it is not, a mere exercise in relaxation and a vain attempt to empty the mind. The first two parts of the book explain what meditation is for parents and children. The third part illustrates the practice of meditation in the form of stories for children. It is important for us to understand that the goal of meditation is not to impose an artificial way of thinking on children. Instead, the practice helps them to bring out the best in themselves, fostering their natural inclination toward cooperation and altruism. Very early in life, even as babies, we show a preference for people who behave kindly toward others over people who treat others with hostility. At Yale University, Paul Bloom's researchers showed a video to children between the ages of 6 and 10 months in which a ball with large eyes is having trouble getting up a steep incline. A second ball enters the scene and helps the first one by pushing it from behind. Then a third ball comes along and gives the first ball a downward push, causing it to tumble all the way back down to the bottom of the incline. The babies were then offered two balls, one resembling the second and one resembling the third. 9 out of 10 of the babies reached out toward the second ball, the one that had been kind and helpful. In Vancouver, a group of psychologists demonstrated that 2-year-old children were happier when they gave a treat to somebody else than when they received one. At the Max Planck Institute in Leipzig, Michael Tomasello and Felix Warnikin established that children at the age of 1, at a time when they are still barely learning to walk and talk, already demonstrate behaviors of mutual aid and cooperation without having learned them from an adult. And being rewarded didn't necessarily serve as motivation. In fact, those who were rewarded were less helpful than those who received nothing. Programs for cultivating attention and kindness by means of meditation have already demonstrated their value. Examples include the compassion training introduced at the preschool level in Madison, Wisconsin, by the team of neuroscientist Richard Davidson, And the program of cognitive therapy based on compassion for children living in foster homes, founded by psychiatrist Chuck Rezan at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia. We can also point to Neil Hawkes' values-based education program in England and programs for the development of emotional intelligence in place in hundreds of schools throughout the world. Education is an opportunity to nurture and strengthen children's natural inclination toward empathy and altruism. An enlightened education emphasizes the interdependence that exists among human beings, animals, and our natural environment, and encourages children to choose cooperation over competition and active concern over indifference. In this way, children can grow up with a holistic view of the world that surrounds them and naturally make positive contributions to their communities. I am quite confident that reading about the magic breath of Yupsi the Little Dragon and learning to practically apply the lessons contained in the stories will provide precious tools for an education that, to paraphrase Aristophanes, does not consist only of filling the vase, but also in lighting a flame in it. The flame here is the joy of living and learning, for our own good and for that of society. Matthieu Ricard. Introduction. Being a parent in the 21st century certainly can be a challenge. The world around us is changing so fast that sometimes we feel it is leaving us behind, and the subject of education can be a confusing one. We want education to bring our children happiness and success, and we also want education to prepare them for society's lightning speed changes and the stress that these changes can bring on. Dealing with the speed of change is one of the great challenges of our time. New research has shown that the introduction of meditation, starting at the preschool level, has a profound effect on the education of our children. Our book about Yupsi the Little Dragon is inspired by this research and presents a method for practicing meditation with your young child starting as early as the age of 3. You don't have to be somebody who frequents a yoga studio, martial arts dojo, or meditation hall to give this adventure a try. The practices selected for this book are all entirely secular in nature and can be used independently of any philosophical or religious belief. In part 1, you will find a brief, simple introduction to meditation that will give you an understanding of the basics and benefits of the practice. In part 2, we will talk about the benefits of meditation for your child in terms of health, managing emotions, and success in school. In part 3, we will introduce you and your child to Yupsi the Little Dragon. The stories will compassionately guide your child through the dragon's magic breath to help find calm and work through difficult emotions. Yupsi will help your child find an inner sense of security that will accompany her, like Yupsi, all through her life. Introducing your child to meditation is like planting a seed for the future. What sprouts up will, of course, depend on her personality, but also on how you share these special moments with her. We believe that with consistency and perseverance, every child is capable of getting it. It will then fall to you to observe the results and to decide whether the experiment is worth continuing with or not. This audiobook comes with an additional audio component that includes the Yupsi song, as well as recordings of the meditations and stories. The audio is available for download at www.shambhala.com/magicofmeditation. Giving your child the opportunity to meditate from a very early age and to practice with him is one of the most wonderful gifts you can give him. We wish you wonderful adventures with your child in the company of Yupsi the Little Dragon and his magic breath. Part 1. Introduction to Meditation. In today's busy and agitated world, many parents have heard about meditation But few are actually well informed about the positive effects it can have on their children.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?